down to your fucking boxers right now. That's unclassy of you.
Pull out like, your fucking dick and get on the goddamn weight.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
On the scale.
So,
fat piece of shit.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah and Adam.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Comic Syndicate. I'm exhausted, and I'm here with my boy,
Mr. Exhausted Number Two, Mem the Beaner.
What up, G? How you doing, man?
My eyes closed right now. Oh, tired, yeah. And yeah.
Cool, man. You look a lot more tired than normal. I had to put some eye drops in right now, some allergy ones, because they burn, but it like feels good afterwards.
I need to put bullets in my gun to fucking shoot myself.
Right on, dude. Well, fucking happy Tuesday. How was your weekend? What's good?
Weekend was all right. We had two birthday parties. My cousin's little girl, 2 years old, and then my niece that's 2 years old. No, Margot's sister's kid. Yeah, my niece.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much. 2 year old party at Sunday. I don't like kids. From 0
yeah
to like fucking 8, I don't like.
Yeah.
They're fucking useless.
I like kids.
Fuck that.
My nephews and nieces are dope, dude. So food was good at least, right?
Yeah, the first party, they're the part Mexican and part Chinese, so we had they had a lot of Chinese food, homemade.
Oh, that's even better then, dude.
I didn't know how Chinese they were, but they were, the parents, my cousin's husband's parents were fucking, Chinese. Like, straight up, like, I'll take a number.
Shut the fuck up, this guy, dude.
I'll take some noodles. All right, sounds good.
Wow, dude, cool.
Like, totally, dude.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Nice people.
Right on, dude.
Very cool.
Sounds good. I had my sister's wedding on Saturday, dude.
I saw pictures. It's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, dude, everyone looked dope. It was a Dia de los Muertos theme, and...
What's that?
Okay, my sister's and her boyfriend, they're rockabillies. So,
oh, okay.
So, you know, that style, that kind of, like, old punker slash rebel... look, vibe to them. So Dia de los Muertos was pretty much the Day of the Dead. The day after,
okay.
After Halloween, for the most part, or 2 days after
like
Halloween.
Mexican Christmas or something?
Kind of. You celebrate, you know, you celebrate your the people that have died, you know, you don't, again, like, say, like, you know, it's, you don't look at it as a bad thing. It's the Day of the Dead, and you celebrate their lives. So
nice.
Pretty much. So that was the theme, and a lot of fucking people were talking shit at first, like, why is she gonna go against, you know, the whole white and everything? My mom was talking shit. My sister was talking shit.
She was in black dress? Or?
Oh, she was in white and he was in black.
Oh, okay.
And then she asked immediate family to wear black and red. I'm not a red guy, so I had to pick up a red tie.
You look pretty good.
Yeah, I was looking pretty sharp. But the whole family was looking dope, dude. Yeah. So it was cool. We got fucking nice and toasty, dude. And it was cool, dude. So it was a beautiful wedding. I'm not a wedding guy whatsoever, but like seeing my little sister, my baby sister, she's fucking 32.
Anybody crying?
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of the girls.
A lot of girls, your sister was crying, your mom too?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was cool though, again, lots of family time. A lot of family came out from San Antonio, which those family members are dope anyway, so.
Always
a lot of family, a lot of old friends, a lot of pictures, a lot of drinking, a lot of everything, it was cool.
Nice.
So, no, not a bad weekend, and then back to the grind, fucking Friday I worked, Sunday I worked, and
okay.
Yeah, I missed most of the games, dude.
Games
speaking of the games, did you catch anything? Because apparently, I missed a lot of fucked up games.
Well, I only cared about one game, and that was one of the greatest games I've ever seen.
I saw highlights when
Brady
I got home from work.
Just fucking bent Eli over and just said,
"You guys barely won that, dude." But
it's all right, dude.
Speaking of, and I saw the ending of that one, literally like on the highlights, and it's like, yeah. And then with 4 seconds left, they kick a field goal. Assholes.
And then, you know what? Our kicker has not missed all year, bro. He almost missed too.
Damn.
It's like, fuck.
Well, all my picks were shit, dude.
How many do you think you won this week? You probably still beat me.
How many wins do you think you got this week?
7.
Good. Plus 2.
Oh, shit. 9. Yeah. Oh, my Jags won
9.
Too.
This is the most I've ever lost, I think, ever, dude. I only got fucking 4 wins. So, brand new totals. We have a new fucking champion this. You got 58 wins, I have 57.
Oh, snap.
How close is that, dude?
I'm fucking just winning. Like I put in our chat, all we do is win.
This fucking guy, dude. But yeah, that was cool, dude. So, That's it. Any takeaways to? Oh, let's talk about fantasy football real quick.
Well, let's talk about Payton.
Go for it.
Being fucking benched.
He's hurt his foot. I forget what it's called exactly.
Do you think he really hurt his foot, or they just bent? Because they took him out of the game.
Yeah, they took him out of the game. But it's been needing to happen for the longest time. He's not throwing like himself. He's not playing like Peyton fucking Manning.
It's his last year, bro.
It's totally his last year, dude. Last year. The defense is still good enough, but...
Five interceptions.
I know.
One fucking game.
In one game. That is unheard of, dude. I think his quarterback passing rating was like 0.0%, which is...
I think he got like 4 out of 20.
Yeah, dude. So he got benched and he's hurt. If he can get back from this injury... Ben's a tough motherfucker.
Peyton isn't.
Now, trip out on this. Fantasy football now. Let's talk about my boys real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so Ben was hurt. He was on the bench. So I picked up Landry Jones, the starting quarterback from the Steelers, because I'm like, he's still going to use Brown. He's still going to use Bryant. He's going to score at least 10 points. He gets hurt after the third fucking play. Scored me 0.97 points. And my bench, I had Ben Roethlisberger. He gets tossed out literally the third play. And he murders fucking the Browns by himself. Dude.
I saw that.
He scored 37 points on my bench, dude.
I hate it, bro. I see that.
I hate football season, man. But like, we won, though. So.
Well, like, Ben was, like, in his cloak. You need to get dressed, bitch. Let's go.
He was ready to do work, dude.
What about the about the secondary? Because Jones is third.
Oh, we got rid of Vic.
Oh, you guys
cut him completely. Wow. Okay. So, which is good, because, I mean, Landry Jones, if we need him. Now he's hurt, which sucks. So hopefully... We have a bye off this week. Get our boys healthy, and then fucking we can make playoffs still.
Fuck, who's gonna be your quarterback this week then?
Ben? Well, no. Oh, actually, that's a good one. I dropped fucking I dropped Landry Jones, and I picked up fucking Tony Romo.
Oh yeah, because he's back.
He's back, and nice. He's got toys to play with, dude. So I mean, I think it's a good pickup. And he was available. I wasn't gonna pick up fucking Bradford or fucking Stafford or anyone. And Stafford, but Bradford's hurt, so. And my money leagues, I fucking, our league, fuck, man.
You lost that one, right?
I did.
Because, you got point fucking 97 points, dude.
Yeah,
Jesus
so if
Christ.
I would have just had that, I benched the fucking Steelers defense, I don't know why. Because I put Cincinnati defense. I thought they were going to murder fucking Houston last night. That was a bullshit game, but I'm glad Cincinnati lost because they're in my division, assholes.
Nice. Well, you guys are still up, though.
We're still up there, dude, yeah. We're going to get wild card at least, but we play Cincinnati one more time. Even if they have the better record, we can still win the division. That's what a lot of people don't realize about football, wins or losses.
Yeah.
As long as you win your division.
Well, they're on defeat. No.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Well, I'm glad. Because technically, your division, too, is really close.
Who's undefeated?
No one's undefeated, but the Bills have a fighting chance, and even the Jets can have a winning enough record. It depends on how your guys' schedule against the division goes. You can still...
Well, we're still playing the Jets again, and we're playing Buffalo this week.
Yep.
So if we keep beating our division, we should clinch it pretty soon.
Yeah. So fuck it, dude. Let's hit week 11, I guess, right? So yeah. I can only get 4 wins again. Thursday night football is going to be another ugly game. It's going to be another colorblind game. It's going to be like gold versus blue. I don't know why they're doing this. Last Thursday football game was the Bills versus the Jets.
Yes.
All blue versus all green.
Yeah, it looked awful.
Or all red, all versus all green.
It looked gross.
Yeah, it was an ugly Christmas game. Like Christmas game, literally. And apparently that game, I don't know if you heard, but people that were colorblind could not tell who was on which team. Yeah, dude, so I thought that
really?
Was...
Really?
Yeah, no joke.
So all these
dude.
Dogs are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the dogs knew what were going on. The colorblind people, they could not see the game properly. And they're going to have the same one solid color uniform for each team again for these teams. Titans at Jaguars.
Dude, oh my God. That got on Thursday night game?
That's an ugly game. Hopefully I'm working.
Who are you going to pick?
I'm going to go Jags, dude. Actually,
I've been going with Jags all fucking season.
You really
season.
Have, dude.
I'm going to go with Jags.
Cool. Next one's going to be Rams at Ravens.
Rams, right?
I'm going to go. Yeah, let's sweep that, dude, because Baltimore,
sucks.
They got robbed, though, on one of the plays, I guess. Whoever they played last week, I didn't see that game, but the refs fucked up that one, and there were too many guys on the field or something, and they it's okay.
Oh, there's fucking 14 guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good. The next one's going to be Redskins at Panthers. Panthers are still undefeated.
Jesus. You got to sweep it, bro.
Next one. Broncos versus the Bears, and Peyton Manning is on the bench this week.
I don't know if
7-2 Broncos 4-5.
I think Bears. I don't know what's name's playing for Chicago.
Cutler or their running back?
Their running back.
Yeah, I do not know.
He's questionable.
It's gonna be ugly already. Cutler has been picking up the pace. I hate his guts, but this.
Everyone hates Cutler, dude. I'm gonna go
Bears. I'll go the opposite of whatever you go for.
Because I'm thinking Broncos, because I do have a couple players on there.
Okay. So we'll sweep that one then.
Okay.
Because I will not go for Cutler for the fuck. Yeah. All right, next one's going to be Cowboys versus Dolphins. Romo is back. I'm going to go Dallas this one.
I'll go opposite.
All right. And fucking Dolphins, every time you pick them, have been winning. So, Albert, there you go.
You're welcome, Albert. you're welcome.
Nice. Next one's going to be Raiders 4-5 at Lions 2-7, and they had an upset against fucking
Green Bay. What is going on, yes, dude? Yes,
exactly. Now, Raiders are playing good ball. Lions, I did not see that game, so you let me know.
I didn't see that game either.
Okay.
The
Raiders are playing good ball, but Lions, I don't know if it was just a fluke on that one.
I don't think I've ever done this, but I'm going to go Raiders.
I will sweep that with you, dude, I think. Yeah, okay. Next one's going to be Jets 5-4 at Texans 4-5. For the sake of your division, you need the Jets to lose. I'm going to go Jets this one straight up.
I'm going to go Texans because I need them to lose.
All right, cool. Next one's going to be the Colts 4-5 at Falcons 6-3. And this is another fucking, I don't know, weird game.
I'll go Colts.
All right, I will go Falcons. I do like a...
Matt Ryan,
dude, yeah. And Julio Jones. So, Adam Josias. Next one, Buccaneers at Eagles. 4-5 versus 4-5.
Wow.
Right? Well, technically, Eagles are doing... I don't know. They're both the same. I mean...
They both suck.
They do, but I mean, technically, whoever wins this one's going to be have a 500 record.
That's true. You can
win your division with a 500 record.
This is an important game. This is Sadie. You need to be watching this game, so I'm going to go...
And Bradford's out this one.
Go Tampa.
Okay, I'll go back up Sadie. Sadie, if you fuck this up for me, you asshole, you already fucked up my whole fantasy football league.
Sadie's number two right
now. I
know,
man. He's fucking number two. Dude, he fucked it up, man. I need so many variables to happen to make the fucking playoffs, dude. Next one's going to be Kansas City at Chargers.
Chargers.
I will go Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah, their defense is good, and they're 4-5. Yeah.
Now, would you start Rivers? Or
I have started Rivers. I would start Rivers always over fucking not Castle over fucking their fucking quarterback.
Which one? Kansas?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Alex Smith?
Yeah, Smith over Smith, dude.
Yeah, yeah, Rivers. Alex Smith can't throw over fucking 15 yards.
No, not really, dude. Next one's gonna be really interesting. This is a divisional game. 6-3 Packers at 7-2 Vikings.
Oh yeah,
AP, right?
Man. Vikings, man. AP. Green Bay is taking a big shit right now.
Yeah. All right, next one's going to be Frisco's 3-6 versus Seahawks 4-5.
Seahawks?
Yeah, we will sweep that. No faith in them. This one should be a good game on paper, but for the sake of my division, 8-1 Bengals at 7-2 Cardinals. I think Cardinals are a better team, straight up, defensively, too. I'm going to go Cardinals on that one.
I will sweep it.
All right, cool. Next one, Monday Night Football game. Is going to be, I'm going to go opposite of you, Bills 5-4, and I believe they're second in your division, against you guys 9-0, New England.
I got, what the fuck?
We're going to sweep the Bills, I like
no,
that.
No.
good call. Yeah, dude, I missed a lot of games because I was at work, and I hate those days because seeing everything blow up on my fantasy football app, and it's just like,
and then watching, it's not the same watching the fucking replays.
Yeah, you gotta watch the fucking
I think movie. We need to talk about some Ronda Rousey taking a
Ooh,
big shit.
I like it, dude. Yes, hit it.
That was a good, it was like,
did you see it live?
I saw it live.
Okay, cool. I saw the replay.
It was
Sunday night? Last night.
So, yes. So satisfying.
Oh, not a fan at all.
I hate Ronda, and she went out there and she thought she was going to bully this woman around. And
she did.
This beat, she was, dude.
She got smoked, dude. She got manhandled. She got outclassed, outfought, outboxed.
Everything. Yeah. Like, she tried to take her down. Nope, not working on me, bitch.
And she made Ronda literally look like a rag doll, dude.
She fucking turned her and like, hello, by the way, here's a kick
to
the neck.
And she, like, hits the fence, dude. Yeah, okay, yeah. A lot of fucking things like that happened, dude.
So.
How do you... I don't know if you've heard about this, but there is speculation that this one was fixed.
No way, not the way she went out.
I don't know, dude.
The way she went out, no way.
I know. Oh, no, trust me. It doesn't look like it from my point of view, but I had read a bunch of articles about Rhonda saying, like, how she's ready for a break. And now, on top of that, I read a weird one today. Now, I'll take this one for what it's worth, but on Bleacher Report, they interviewed or fucking Taz, an old wrestler. He's like, this was a total fucking fixed job. Like,
what?
She's on her way to doing movies, whatever movies she's gonna has lined up right now. But, you know, for her to focus on a movie and focus on fighting at the same time, it's hard to do, just like in wrestling. That, yeah. You know, if somebody had some family issues, you can't be the champ. You know, you have to drop the title type of thing. But
the way she
fucking I know. If you were gonna speculation, I'm just saying. I thought it was good to talk about. Go for it.
If you were going to,
yeah,
you're gonna lose. Like they said, you like it's fixed.
I don't see her taking a dive.
I don't see her getting knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, okay, if it's a close fight, all right, I'm gonna get some punches in. Mm. You get some punches in, and then you just knock me out. Maybe third round, or submit me, whatever.
Yeah, I back that up for sure.
You don't get fucking chopped to the neck with a foot.
Yeah.
There's no... I don't think so.
I know. Now, again, it didn't look like it to me. And I don't think Rhonda is that type of person to do that either. But at the same time, like, it's food for thought too, you know?
It is. It's something to good talk about. I personally don't think... I don't think if you're going to fix a fight, you get knocked out that bad.
Not that bad. I agree.
And that embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay. That's true too. Yeah, it was embarrassing, actually, dude.
Embarrassing, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, so,
I thought it was... I mean, I was happy. Like, I was like, wow,
she's dead. Like Ronda Rousey. She didn't look in shape to me, dude.
She looked a lot of pudgy.
Yeah, she did
that. This other chick, straight fucking Rocky.
Oh, straight up. Yeah, dude.
Like, ready to... I don't... She's ugly, but, like, this bitch was ready to fucking destroy...
Yeah. It wasn't even a good fight. It was a sad fight.
Now, well, if you're a Ronda fan,
That's true.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking shit on her.
Yeah, and a lot of... Which, again, like...
I know Tate said, oh, what did she tell her? I saw a tweet. You fucking lost, you bitch, or something like
that. They hate each other.
There was bitch at the end of it. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
So, good fight. The whole card was okay. The other one that was a champion, Wolfskra, I don't know how to say her name.
Uh-huh.
She's a real dominant for her weight, 125. Uh-huh. They look weird, bro. Like, I was looking at the girl and, like, they're so skinny because it's 125 pounds.
That's a lot of weight, dude. Yeah.
They look sucked up, like their face.
Yeah. They normally walk around about 152, 160, maybe, depends on person to person. Fuck. But, like, I mean, I used to weigh 160 joining wrestling in high school. I was wrestling 119, 125, and then started wrestling consistently 125. I lost a lot of weight, but I did it the right way. You know, and
oh, you didn't have to cut. Going to high school and seeing the guy running in the fucking field at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've seen that a lot with you wrestlers.
Some days we had to do that, but as far as like starving myself, no, like it was always like a healthy diet. And like, you know, maybe there was one tournament where I had to like fucking wear the fucking bags and fucking 5 hoodies, but you gotta make
it. How was that? How was that mentality when you have to cut weight? Like you said a couple of times, or maybe one time you had to do that. Like, you start a week ahead?
Yeah. You want to try as much weight as you have to cut. You want to make sure you're at your ideal weight to make weigh-ins. And then once you eat, you're good. But if you have to cut, like, if you are just lazy fucking, you sleep on it, like, okay, fuck. I have fucking 3 days to cut fucking 10 pounds. It's doable.
Jesus.
But it's unhealthy. And then by the time you do cut it, most of the time you're sucked up and you're actually just weak, if anything, dude.
So
I always wanted to be... able to have the energy to wrestle still.
And those people that don't cut, do they have a backup? Like, did you have a backup? If you didn't make weight, you can't wrestle.
Yeah, let's put in the next shitty guy.
Yeah, I put in the fucking guy that's
second fucking or whatever. Yeah,
doing his homework.
Yeah, and then pretty much, dude. It's like, fuck, we want to win this tournament, so this asshole can make it. You need to run fucking laps right now. You have an hour to fucking cut fucking 3 fucking pounds, which is doable again.
Oh, trust my God, me. Dude.
But we knew all the
tricks. You go naked too? You do the towel thing?
I got chewed out a few times because I was cocky. Like, I would walk in and it's like I would have fucking my backpack
burrito
on.
Burrito in your hand?
No, kind of. I would walk on the scale with my backpack on sometimes. And then there was one time where Glab just ripping me, asshole. He's like, get down to your fucking boxers right now. That's unclassy of you.
Pull out your fucking dick and get on the goddamn weight.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
On
so,
the scale.
So,
fat piece of shit.
So he's like, that's unclassy, dude. I'm like, ah, shit.
It is kind
of
fucked up, right?
I'm like, poor Glab, I can make weight cake, man. So anyways, it was... I don't know. Glab and I weren't the best of friends, especially by the end. I'll go over that story some other time.
Okay, I thought everybody loved Glab. I know Sadie was like on his dick, right?
He loves Glab, and which he has every right to. And then, I don't know. I'll go into that story some other time, dude, for sure. But it's a good story. It's a funny story. But yeah, fuck it, dude. We'll hit some articles real quick.
Let me do my basketball.
Yes.
So I am the coach of like all the fucking teams. I got two girl teams and two boys teams.
How the fuck does that happen?
Nobody likes to volunteer. Okay. Nobody, not volunteer. They get paid for this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't want it. They don't want to do it. So I'm doing the B team. I got fifth and sixth graders, and then the A team is the seventh and eighth graders.
Okay.
No coach yet. I have to coach these fucking guys that don't want to do shit because they think they're fucking NBA stars. You gotta get early though, dude.
Question.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you know how to play basketball?
That is a dirty question, and I'm not on the record.
I was
here.
Raising my hand. I was raising my hand. By the way, guys, I'm like, excuse me. I thought this is the guy who hated basketball.
I never played. I mean, I played shooting hoops.
Do you know what a basketball looks like?
Oh, can we just run with the ball? No, you have to bounce the ball, right, guys? I don't know if you guys know this, but you can't hold the ball and shoot.
Awesome, awesome.
It's very difficult. Right now, I'm trying to get them in shape.
Yeah.
Because my goal is if we're in shape, fourth quarter, and the other team isn't, it should be a lot easier to win.
Yeah.
Right? They're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're running. We're doing some plays.
Cardio is always good, and it plays a part in everything.
Well, they got to keep running back and forth, back and forth. So I got 10 kids on my B team, so I have enough to play each other. And I got to pick the best, and the rest have to sit on the bench.
Yeah, and then if somebody can't make grades, at least you can...
I don't even think they do grades.
Oh.
I don't think they do
it. You need a C average in high school, 2.0 at least.
Right, but this is junior high.
Oh. I didn't play anything.
7 and 8.
Junior high.
I got... My center,
okay.
Great fucking player, but he's fucking out of shape. He looks like, I swear to God, he looks like Rosenberger.
The way he's built. Oh, the goofy motherfucker.
Real bulky and great center. And he's like, hey, next week I'm going to have to go to Mexico for a week. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, Sunday I'm gone for the whole week for Thanksgiving. And I'm like, well, you need to practice.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I'm going to be in Mexico. I go, bitch, you can't be eating fucking tacos and fucking burritos.
Tell him to run while he's out there at least. I know, it's hard to get on kids like that, but I mean, hey, tell them to be active at least.
I told them, take some
soccer, play soccer.
Get a basketball and bounce it around those neighborhoods.
Yeah, do whatever you gotta do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stay away from the fucking gun asada, and I need you to run, bitch.
It's Mexico, dude.
I know, dude. It's like, I go, this
That's what I told you, tell him to play hot soccer, dude. Like,
this bitch is gonna do nothing but eat. He's a big guy.
He's Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, all right, cool.
So it's difficult. Like I said, I'm
YouTubing. Are you looking forward to that? Because I don't think you would hate it.
I'm getting into it.
Dope, dude.
It's a lot easier than with the girls. I'm really hard on these fuckers.
Uh-huh.
First day, fucking just destroyed them because they kept talking back. Oh, fuck you, motherfuckers. Fucking 20 push-ups and let's go fucking do suicides. Let's go.
Yeah.
And fuck them up, dude. I got pissed, dude. I go, you know what? Because they want this other coach, Carlos. Carlos ain't here, bitch. I'm here. If you want Carlos, get the fuck off my team, bro. I got enough players here to fucking... I put Nate in. He doesn't know how to fucking do anything. I don't give a shit if we lose.
Is that the kid who wears his shirt up to his chest?
No, that's Luis.
Okay, my bad.
I go, this bitch doesn't even know how to play, but I'll put him in. I don't care.
Start Luis for that.
Luis make basket. Luis fights.
Oh,
no,
man.
No fighting. Oh, no, it's difficult, dude. The kids are barely learning how to dribble. I got one kid doesn't know how to dribble.
Yeah.
His mom works for the school. She's a real good friend of mine.
Cool.
I'm going to have to bench this motherfucker.
Wow.
Because he can't even...
No.
He bounces like this.
Okay, fourth quarter, when you guys are down by like 100 points, then put him in.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's...
Hopefully we're going to be up by 100 points, Joe.
There you go.
And then, Come on, buddy.
Fourth quarter, then, if you guys are up still, regardless, put him in.
Well, he's my center, so when Fat Raffsberger gets tired, I'm going to put this fucker in.
Awesome, man. It sounds like you're pretty jazzed for this, dude.
I am, but it's really tiring,
It sounds like it, dude.
The girls' team don't have a coach, and they're like, oh, you know, can you coach us? Get the fuck out of here.
Is it extra money since you said it's a...
They pay me my same rate.
Oh, they should fucking double it at least, dude.
They're fucking bet me over and putting basketballs in my ass.
Damn it. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it sounds great. So that's my fucking next 2 months.
All right, man. I'm curious. We will talk about that throughout, I guess.
First game, December. So I'm pretty sure we're going to win some games.
Awesome. Well, okay, dude. I hope you guys do, dude. All right, we got some updates. Anything else you want to add on?
No, I'm dead.
All right, we got updates from our fucking, our hood rats from last week.
Sweet.
So the two DC policewomen that were fucking twerking homeboy.
Oh, yeah.
They got arrested, and that's what they look like. So if I were a homeboy who did get twerked by them, I would have said, yeah, I don't want any part of this
whatsoever. Oh, hell no. Yeah. Give them the chair.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you are not rubbing your ugly ass on my dick.
Yes, exactly. So I saw that. I'm like, wow, Adam was right. They were beasts.
They had to be beasts, right? Yeah, yeah. You don't see hot chicks twerking guy at the fucking buying Cheetos at the fucking liquor store.
I know, yeah, dude. So, now I back up homeboy, even if he was single or married, or even if he was single.
Okay, if those bitches came to you and started rubbing their ass on your dick, what would you tell them? Honestly, what would you say?
Get the fuck off me. Like, straight up. Like, yeah.
Go back to the fucking zoo.
Or walk out. Yeah, like, straight up, like, I'm out. Fuck this noise. I don't need this bullshit.
And they're following you to your car, like,
oh, just, I'm getting in my car and fucking twerking, just peel out. So, yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, shit, dude. Compared to what I said last week, oh, I would have fucking told you.
Oh, my dick would have been inside.
Slap that ass. Yeah, no, not so much. Another one, dude. This one, I don't think we ever went over, dude. Oh, fake penis woman gets 8 years in prison after duping female friend.
A fake penis?
Yes. So there was a girl, and it was one of the articles I didn't want to hit. I don't think because it was on the news a lot, and a lot of radio spots were hitting it. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to talk about it. But it was pretty much a friend hit up her girlfriend, her homegirl, on Facebook. Like, hey, I really like you. She sent a picture of some dude. Like, this is me.
Goldfish, you know. Right? Or
yeah, kind of. Fish. What? Something fish. Yeah, yeah.
Something fish.
So she talks homegirl into like, okay, well, let's hang out sometime. But she's like, I'm really, self-cautious about my weight or how my looks or whatever. So I need you to wear a blindfold, you know, until we get to know each other. And I don't know if she used the whole man voice the whole time, but she the other bitch fell for it.
So she just drove through her house blindfolded, or
okay, that's what I don't get, dude. So on top of that, they were having dates. The other broad was blindfolded.
The whole fucking date.
The whole time, not just a date, many dates.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And she's talked homegirl into like, I really like you. Let's keep the blindfold on. I really want to fuck you. Yeah, straight up. Homegirl says, sure, let's do it. So they were taxing about, I think it was 6 or 7 times.
What?
On the 8th time. And these are several different days amongst however months this went on for. And during the 8th encounter, she took off the blindfold like, holy shit, you're a woman. Holy shit, that's a fucking dildo strap.
Oh my god,
on.
You have titties.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck? And she didn't like it. Like, she got pissed off?
Yeah, so she took her to the court, and apparently homegirl who was lying about it the whole time got 8 years in prison for that.
Wait. How is that? Is that, like, rape?
So many questions.
Like, how is that possible?
I can hit the article real quick. Okay, if you impersonate a man to have sex with a woman, be prepared to pay the price. Gail Newland, who duped a female pal by using a fake penis during blindfolded sex with her, was sentenced Thursday to 8 years behind bars. It's happened in Liverpool, dude. So, Newland, 25, was convicted of sexual assault in September. Yeah, so the paper noted returning for the penalty phase at the same Chester, England court. Newland wept uncontrollably at Judge Roger Dutton, announced the punishment. The mirror said, one family member was heard saying, that did not just fucking happen, which is exactly what
we're
fucking saying.
That's what she said when the blindfold came off. Yeah. That this is not happening.
So Dutton said the crime was so unusual that he departed from normal penalty guidelines, telling the prisoner, you were so convincing in your cruel deception of the victim, she thought she had finally found a man she could love and be with. Okay.
Whoa.
But let's
not
take the stupidity factor into account, right?
This is seems kind of personal, this judge doing here. I've been duped myself. The judge is probably pissed off.
Possibly.
Would you still want her to do 8 years? Like,
okay. Ooh, good question. Now,
I think it's kind
of
fucked up.
This
right?
is fucked up. First of all, that okay, impersonating a man that sucks. But if you're stupid enough to be Monty Teo,
oh, that's sad.
We forgot about that guy, right? And we named one of our episodes Monty Teo.
Where's my girlfriend?
Yeah. So, if you're stupid enough to get duped, you kind of get what you deserve. That's my personal opinion.
Would you drop the charges if can you still do that? It's like, okay, you're fucking 8 years. You know what? That's kind of fucked up.
I think she might be able to appeal it, maybe get less time, but I don't know the...
Well, the person accusing the person, like the person, the girl that got fucked.
The girl that got fucked. She literally got fucked, dude, and she's fucking homegirl back.
I mean, would you feel bad, like, if that was me, like, damn, 8 years is kind of a much, even though you fucked me for 8 months? I think
once the judge rules, that's about it. Dude, I mean, that's what I'm saying, the other girl can appeal it, but I mean, if it's on the other girl, I mean, she's stupid enough to fall for it. No offense to her, I mean, she was the one getting fucked, literally. But, she
loved it. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Number one,
how can you not know it's a prosthetic? You would think, right?
I don't know, man. Maybe she was fucking it with like a 12-inch and she didn't care.
I don't know. So many what the fucks.
She grabs it and then she feels the fucking strap.
Again, so many what the fucks. Wow. Dude. I do not know. Okay.
That's crazy, yeah, man.
Yeah, totally, dude. So, okay, that's all I got for articles. I have a concussion one that I wanted to go into, but we don't have enough time for. But that's fine, dude. I just want to see. You guys can find Sleepy, number one, Sleepy, number two, at...
Mem the Beaner.
You guys can find me at For the Villain. We're going to hit our year-end podcast soon. I just wanted to throw this out real quick. Since we brought up Monte Teo, we want feedback from you guys, listeners, audience. Give us some feedback if you guys can. I haven't done shout-outs in a while. I'm going to try to work on them for the end of the year show.
Okay.
But I want to know what has been your favorite segment, your favorite article from the past year. I want to know your favorite title throughout our 114, 15 episodes.
16.
Like, this one was really creative. This was a good title. Again,
nothing.
Topics we discussed.
Fucking dot, dot, dot. Stop fucking recording. That's what we're going
to
do.
I know, dude. But, lots of shout-outs to give, but I will go through those later briefly, dude, I guess, dude. But, yeah, thanks for the love, guys. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com, renegaderadionetwork.com.
Commercials.
Yes.
All right, so go to our website, like you just said, thecomicsyndicate.com. Hey, fucking Black Friday. You don't want to go wait. You don't want to go fight fucking people at the fucking, at the stores for TVs.
Yep.
Just go Amazon. They have the best fucking Black Friday I've heard.
Yep.
Go on there, buy away. First click our big orange banner and just buy. Thank you whoever's buying hardware tools. Those are...
They're winners,
man. They're expensive. Thank you whoever's building a fucking house. Awesome. Audible trial. A lot of good books. 30 days free. Make sure you cancel it. You cannot share the books.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking, I'll just fucking buy one and start sharing. Doesn't work that way.
Cool.
Hop us out.
Sounds good. All right, guys, we will be back with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk. All right, guys, we got some comic news real quick. Adam, let me know how you feel about any of these. First X-Men update, Age of Apocalypse trailer is going to be paired with Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Oh, Marvel, Fox going with some Disney?
Yeah.
I'm down. I don't like how Apocalypse looks, the picture I've seen, but...
They tweaked it out, I know, recently, like, in editing, but...
I don't know.
I mean, the last one was good. Days of the Future Past, so I'm hoping he can still hold the reins tight down for this one.
Well, I hope so. Better than Fantastic Four, exactly. I bet.
Next one's going to be Snowpiercer is barreling toward television. Have you seen Snowpiercer?
No, what's Snowpiercer?
In 2013, it's a sci-fi action film based on a graphic novel, and it's been adapted for television. What's his face? Captain America.
Oh, he's in it?
Yes. It's pretty much a futuristic, the environment, we fucked with the world so much that it, like, freezes the world over, so now there's just this traveling train that's literally traveling from one place to another, and it's interesting because it's the different classes of people, the low class, the working class even, like, weird how each... further you go into the closer to the engine of the train, like, everyone's more high class, and it's weird. It was a good movie though, we're checking out if it's on Netflix, dude.
Okay,
it's gonna be adapted for TV soon, TV show soon. Next one's gonna be Doug Liman in line to helm Channing Tatum's Gambit. Have you ever seen The Edge of Tomorrow?
No, but there's a chick, right? I saw pictures of the girl playing.
Oh, speaking of her, dude, Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise. It's another movie worth checking out, dude. Okay. If you guys, not a great movie, but I saw Sicario this past weekend. I got off of work on Sunday, and I'm like, you know what, fuck it. I've got a few hours to kill. So I saw Sicario. It's good. It's based. Oh, I don't want to ruin the movie. It's Benicio Del Toro. It's Josh Brolin. It's Emily Blunt. And pretty much a CIA agents, FBI agents, and another agency get together, and they recruit Emily Blunt to take on this mission. Now, she's kind of in the dark behind everything, but they do some shady shit, like going across to Mexico to do pretty much some wet work.
Oh, okay.
And it's like she's looking at things like, but by law we can't do this. Like, hey, shut up and do
it. Shut the fuck up.
It's good. There's a good twist to it. I liked it a lot. It's worth checking out. I liked it, dude.
Cool.
Next one's going to be the Star Wars franchise could go on forever. Fascinating. That's look good. Behind the scenes of Lucasfilm draws parallels between the Star Wars universe and Marvel's, with a franchise that could continue for decades more.
Nice.
Right? Not bad, dude.
Keep it going until it burns out.
That's exactly how they feel, too, dude, till people are fucking bored of seeing it. And they already said that they want to drop a new Star Wars movie every year.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So I'm down with that, dude, yeah. Next one, new X-Men movie rumored to film in 2017.
A new one. Even before Apocalypse comes out.
Yeah, they already announced it. And this is a rumor, though, so I don't take that one with a grain of salt, guys. Next one's going to be... let's go video games real quick, dude. Hyrule Warriors Legends will introduce a female Link. Once I saw this, I'm like, oh, this is going to suck, dude. And I put up the video. It's literally like a chick that looks like Link, but she has a bow and arrow.
I saw that.
It looks pretty dope, dude.
I mean, different stories. You got to change it a little bit. Exactly. You know?
And it looks like an RPG kind of-ish game, but I liked it.
Not dude, a so. Slasher? Like, you know, like the
Link? Kind of. Maybe okay. A mixture of both, dude. Next one's going to be Marvel. Oh, here we go. On video games still. Marvel adds Netflix heroes to rosters of popular mobile games. So to Contest of Champions and Future Fight, which I think I showed you or told you about.
Yeah, you did.
It's a dope game, dude. It's kind of, again, RPG-ish. You got to level up your guys and, you know, give them more abilities. It's the only game I play on my cell phone besides Word Feud, which is Scrabble. And I kill in Scrabble.
Whoever wants to play me,
I'm sick-witted on Words with... not Words with Friends. Fucking Word Feud, I will destroy you. But I'm good with words anyways.
You are. You're a good speller, and I'm fucking terrible at spelling.
So they're going to add Jessica Jones to Future Fight. The two people that are playing with me right now, which sounds terrible, Jonathan Villanueva, so Spectre _ Vision. I was posting pictures up on Twitter for a bit, and then he's like, he, I guess, had it too, so we joined forces, I guess. Oh, nice. But it's cool. And then Lupa jumped on recently. It's a cool game.
You guys
it's
lost
a
fun game. After that?
Yeah, and then we fucking went 0-20. But it's a cool game. It just sucks on your phone or tablet. I don't know how much memory it is exactly. It's a grip load of memory, though.
I bet.
But it's a cool fucking game, and it's Marvel fucking heroes, dude. So last one's going to be comic news, dude. Marvel reveals major character death in Squadron Supreme #1.
I did read that.
Now, this is going to be spoilers. I'm not going to read it for anyone. We're going to read that. And
is it a big name? That's all I want to know.
It's a big fucking name.
Okay.
And this is coming out. Pissed.
Fuck.
This is going to come out December, I believe.
So it's dead.
Completely dead.
Wolverine.
Fuck. Old Man Logan.
Old Man Logan comes back.
I know, right, dude? So, yeah, go for it, man.
We got Jessica Jones coming out the 20th.
This week. Holy shit,
Friday. Mm. So that should be good.
I'm looking forward to that, dude.
Looks good.
The trailer looks good. Purple Man looks sick. Yeah. Luke Cage, I'm curious about. So, yeah, dude, I'm pumped for that.
Cool. I'm going to do Vader what number is it? It is number 12. And we picked up right after we picked up last week, I think, with them capturing Vader's #1 spy. She's not doing a good job. They're almost going to catch her. But there's a conflict between Vader and the detective. You know, should we go after this chick or should we? We already got what we needed.
Mm.
So we already got the information. Let's go after the rebels and let her go. But I don't know if the detective's playing a different game here.
Yeah.
It looks like he did it on purpose, suggested it, maybe to catch Vader, or he has another plan.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's playing dumb in this situation.
It kind of does, but it's... Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it just seems like he's...
Okay, initially, last one we spoke about, I believe, on the show, and I thought he was part of it. And you're right, he plays dumb, but at the same time, this one more was revealed where it's like, maybe he really didn't know she was trying to fuck him. But she got kind of got a guilt trip at the end.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
So, they decide, you know what, let's just go fight, let's go with the information we got and go crush the rebels. And that's what they do. She gets away, he goes down there. Pretty cool scene where they're trying, the rebels are trying to get away. And Vader fucking flings his fucking lightsaber
at a fucking one of the ships.
At the ships, dude, and just destroys it.
And that's one of the top fucking the troops in these ships are like the top guns of the fucking of the rebels.
Oh yeah, the big times. The devils, right? They're called devils. Yeah. Destroys it one shot. I mean, like Vader's that badass. So he goes back and he has to say, you know, hey, we went after the rebels to the guy that's in charge with him, and he's kind of pissed off. Like, hey, your job was to go after the fucking money. But the chick, so they said, you know what, it's cool. It's better to get done with the rebels. And I had a question. The fish face.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a good guy?
I think that's a different one of his race.
Sounds like the same name.
Because his legs look like they're fucking...
mechanical?
Yeah, they look like... he looks like General Grievous.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking it's part of his race, but like not the same...
It's a trap.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
So, you know, they're all in a meeting. They dismiss him. Go do your thing. The chick's hiding out. She doesn't do very good because Vader finds her quick. Were they supposed to meet up?
Which is cool. Now that point, that's when the suicide droids, like we call them, mention like, well, you know, you should take off, but he's probably gonna kill you anyways.
And yeah, like, totally. Like
there. She's like, you assholes are not helping. So she's literally like. In the mindset, like,
Fucked.
Yeah.
Right?
So I can bounce now and try to get away from Vader. He'll probably find me eventually and kill me, or I can talk to him right now and hopefully, hey, we cool? I mean, that's pretty much what it
is. Yeah, we cool? Yeah, so.
And then Vader shows up.
He shows up and says, you know what, I should fucking kill you, but I'm gonna give you another chance since you didn't fucking run. And she does her thing, and
he's like, give me the information where that fucking pilot is.
Here it is. You know, I mean, that's
how. And he tells her, too, though, like, bitch, if you're wrong, I'm still going to kill you.
I'm still going to find
you. And by the way, you were right. I'm going to kill you anyways. Like, she's like, are we ever going to get over this relationship patch where you're going to stop wanting to kill me?
No.
And he's like, no, bitch.
No, until you give it up. No,
yeah. Which is cool, though. I mean, again, she could have bailed, but.
She knew that he would find her.
Yeah.
There's fucking no way. But, the fish face guy is watching.
Yeah, which is interesting, dude.
So he knows Vader's involved with this bitch.
Yes. And to what extent, we don't know yet. But, I mean, his intel on it was like, oh, okay. So this whole thing now is like everyone fucking over everyone. Because Vader was pulling one over the other guy, the Sherlock Holmes guy.
Yes.
And then Vader was playing both sides. And then this General Grievous fucking fish face is playing both sides. And this chick was trying to play both sides, but she knows, like, oh, Vader, like...
It's a clusterfuck, but it's written great.
It is, though. I liked it a lot, dude. Okay, I'm glad you hit that.
This sets up the Vader down...
series that's going to happen. And this is going to be the first Star Wars crossover they've ever had.
Yes.
It's going to start off with Vader number one. It's going to go into... That's going to be Vader down number one, and then it's going to be, like...
Vader, Star Wars.
Yes.
So it'll be good.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. Dude, way cool, man. All right, the first one I'm going to hit, I think, is going to be maybe my book of the week, dude. Infinity Gauntlet number 5, dude.
Nice.
Starts off, it's great art, by the way, dude. It's Thanos versus Thanos, which is interesting, dude, for the final gem. So they both have a glove, and they're just scrapping right off the bat. Prior issue, Thanos killed their mom, it seems like, which was a Nova that had the gems. He fucking kills her and takes the fucking gauntlet minus one gem. So now it literally starts off Thanos versus Thanos, and it's hard to tell which one's which, but it's kind of cool. He's like, I know where the last gem is. I need to kill you. I need to take you out. Trust me. It's like, no, bitch, trust me. I can do better with this Infinity Gauntlet than you. Very cool fight. Very cool interaction, and the whole Nova crew is wiped out by this point.
Dude. Right.
The kids, the family, like, and they're worried about the mom, so they're kind of fucked regardless. Anyways, kind of cool, though, because Peter Quill was given these stars, which make you Nova. So kind of cool how they all toss him on, and he becomes a Nova. Groot becomes a Nova. Gamora becomes a Nova. So now it's like, okay, shit, let's figure out what we got to do to save our, you know, these people, the universe, this family's mom. And again, it goes back to Thanos fighting himself, dude, and trying to figure out where this last gem is. And it's a nice little fucking battle, though, dude. So Anwan, the little girl, has the final gem. And
which one, do you know?
That one was the... dude, that's the... fuck me, dude. It's the reality gem.
Okay.
So that's what's cool. How it, did you read this one, right?
Negative.
Oh, well, God.
I was too behind on that one.
So she has the reality gem. So it's kind of cool because now Thanos knows where she's at. So one of the Thanos gets off, quote unquote. I don't want to see if that exactly happened. They're kind of vague about it. But now he's like, okay, little girl, you have the last reality gem. They start scrapping literally him with fucking five gems, her with one. And she's trying to do whatever she can to save, you know, the family. Mm-hmm. And she uses a reality gem to trick him, like, this is your reality, not mine. So she, like, traps him, kind of kills him, it looks like. Oh, wow. She, like, murders him, like, disintegrates him almost. Like, you know, he's like, I finally got the last gem. It's like, nope. My final fight for you was your fake reality.
Which
I'm in charge of reality, you're in charge of time, space, everything, soul, mind, power. But your reality is... And she says, I made a death gem for you.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So then that's how he fucking dies. He gets all decrepit and fucking... And now the kicker to that one, anyone who knows Thanos, the woman of his life, his love of his life, is death.
Death.
So it's kind of interesting how it ends with her, like, making a death gem for him, which... is kind of
ironic.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And so now we're gonna see probably Deadpool with fucking the Infinity Gauntlet because he married fucking Death. But it's kind of cool too because at the end of this one we see we won't even go into that. But it was very cool how she was able to handle herself by herself, and she's a young Nova with the Infinity Gauntlet now.
Nice.
So very cool.
Very cool. I read Carnage number one.
I liked this one a lot.
It was really good. I did it real quick if you want to chime in on anything. we have Carnage at a dinner eating at a restaurant, and I already knew, like, you saw the panels. Everyone's fucking dead. Like, you knew everyone was dead because Carnage is a fucking psycho.
Yeah. Straight up, dude. Cletus Kasady.
Yes. So they have this special task force they form with the one heading it is Old Venom, Eddie Brock.
Well, okay. Kind of cool.
I like it.
A lot of people in this, dude.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people I don't know. So, the first chick is the first person who she's been in wars before. She's a soldier. He was one of the first victims of Cletus Kasady.
Yeah, Manny. Or...
Yes, that's her name, right? And so, she's now... Again, Carnage always thought she was dead. They're using her as bait, like, you never killed this one.
Hey, come over
here. It's
kind
of like a fucking Freddy Krueger fucking movie. Like, yeah, it's using, freaky. Or Jason, like, they're using her as bait. And she's like, well, I don't know if I want to do this. And then they show the other people that are involved, too, which one of them, the last gun is Eddie Brock.
Yes. So Eddie Brock's...
If
you don't know the story, Eddie Brock was in the cell with the Carnage. I forgot his first name.
Cletus Kasady,
and he became Carnage
Spawned onto him, and then because he was so psycho, hence the whole red and his killer instinct, pretty much.
Crazy motherfucker. And then, so Eddie Brock lost the Venom suit, but then he actually got something off the Carnage suit.
Yeah.
And he becomes Toxin
Venom? Which is the anti-Venom, pretty much. Dude.
Okay. I wanted to see the suit, but they didn't show it in this comic. So...
Because you're right, he kept saying, like, and Eddie Brock being Eddie Brock, he's like, put me in, coach.
The whole time,
like,
it was awesome. We don't want him dead, asshole. So they make this big plan to, kind of like you said, bait Carnage. Mm. Carnage running like a fucking idiot, gets caught into sonic blast, like a huge sonic thing to take off the suit.
Yeah.
It's too powerful, it fucking makes a hole into the ground, Carnage falls in. They're looking for him
in the dark.
It's in
like,
the dark,
oh, fuck. So it's like, all right. So we're gonna do this. The other one is J. Jonah Jameson's son, who is an astronaut, and actually, a lot of cool characters that have a grudge against Carnage. Not necessarily Cletus Kasady, but Carnage. How many people he's fucked over and killed.
Yeah.
So now this unit that has a strictly grudge against him.
So it's a good team put together.
Kind of creepy, right?
Creepy. It's real dark, and they pretty much ended like that, right? Like they fall in, and the team goes after them.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. It was cool, dude. It was a great title. It was one of my books of the week too, surprisingly, dude.
Surprisingly, Carnage on that list.
Yeah, because
Carnage was sucked.
The last
couple series. Yeah.
Okay, man, I like that. Okay, good call on that one, dude. Let's hit then real quick, dude. Hawkeye number one I like, dude.
That was good.
Jeff Lemire and Ramon Perez were fucking killing this still, dude. So it's all new, all different. Hawkeye number one now because of Secret Wars. The Hawkeyes are back to work. But they're not on good terms, dude. So Kate Bishop and fucking Clint Barton are working together, although the prior series run we have spoken about with those little kids that were twisted.
The three fucking ugly motherfuckers.
Eli Manning kids. Are on a tear, and like they're liking Kate Bishop. You know, like they're.
Well,
like,
she did fucking like. Save them.
And Clint's like, no, we have to hand them over at the end of that series. So if you guys haven't read that, it was a good series. This is now a continuation of that. And she still feels guilt, and she even blames fucking Clint. Like,
you should
never fucking turn them over. Now, this is cool because it's even foreshadowing. It goes, jumps. Future, like
20 years
later, it's like an old Clint Barton gets hit up by a beat up looking fucking Kate Bishop, and she's like,
they look fucked up, bro. Yeah.
And he looks fine, but apparently he quit being Hawkeye, and she kept the job going. And she's like, dude, we have to fix this. This is the only reason I brought you in. He's like, what? So now her mission is to. She has gained intel, like.
Guess what?
Yeah, like those three kids now are murdering a bunch of fucking people.
They fucking murdered like a shitload. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh shit, the Three Stooges are here.
Yeah, and they thought it was Mandarin. That just destroyed China, I believe, right?
Yes.
So very cool how now, like, even their future selves are bickering and hate each other. But then it goes flashback to current time right now, where it's like, you can see them drifting apart from each other.
Yeah, like they were supposed to take down Tombstone. I'll meet you at 10, and she said, "Fuck you, I'll do it at 8."
She takes things on her own. Yeah. Now another weird thing about this that I have to throw out that Matt Fraction did a great job of tossing out in his run was like, I don't want to say it, but still that sexual frustration between them. Because it's like, he's like, what, are you telling me we're not going to do this anymore? She's like, no, I just need to be alone. I need to be Hawkeye by myself. Like, it's weird. It's not phrased crazily. And maybe I'm reading too much into
it. You think they slept together?
No, not touch her. Oh, okay. And I think that's what it is. Because she even tells him, like, I'm changing. Like, the world is changing. I'm changing. Like, I'm becoming a woman. You haven't noticed my boobs yet.
You haven't stuck your dick in me.
And he's like, well, bitch, you're only 16. Although, maybe 17.
18. After that comment, she's 18.
Yeah, but you know, just weird, but cool weird. It's like he loves her, maybe like a little sister too, though. So maybe she's reading into it more. Maybe I am, but that was cool how that whole conversation went down. I thought
That could be one major factor. Like you said, drifting apart.
Yeah,
for sure.
And even best friends drifting apart sucks, dude. And Clint doesn't have anybody, obviously. And his downtime is as bad as my downtime. We're always working.
Yeah, he's always is working.
And I get my ass kicked sometimes. Not as bad as him. This is not what it looks like. It's normally what that one would start up with. But I liked it a lot. We're talking about the art's fucking still sick, dude.
Yeah, it was good.
And it was written nicely, dude. I thought it was good, dude. So yeah, Jeff Lemire, Ramon Perez. We're checking out, guys. Number one.
I guess I'll do All New Wolverine number one.
Not a bad title,
Not a bad
dude.
Title. Well, we got the X-23. She's, you know, we're in Paris. We're in Paris right now, and the scene is someone's going to get assassinated, and she takes the shot for him. She gets in the way. She gets smoked in the head. But she does have the healing factor and everything, so she has, like, these flashbacks with, you know, not a flashback, I guess, like, she's knocked out, so she's having... I don't know, what would you call it, a dream?
Yeah, she's like kind of, well, she's concussed for sure, dude. So
she has Wolverine, and, you know, Wolverine's trying to tell her, you know.
She sees old school Wolverine, so something she went through with Wolverine, Logan, when he was still alive, and him, like, training her, like.
Like, you need to
get. He just took a fucking bazooka to the head, bitch. And he's like, I'll let you rest, and then we'll fucking go back to the job. And she's like, no, I got it. And she stands up. He's like, all that stuff shouldn't be coming out of your stomach like that. Those intestines, you're like, you gotta tuck those back. Oh, and you can see her like,
it was funny. Like, it was cool.
It was funny, but it was gnarly because she's got that healing factor too.
So she wakes up in the rain and, you know, she's, you know, she puts on her suit. She actually looks pretty good in her Wolverine suit. It doesn't look
bad, dude. Yeah, yeah.
And she's chasing the guy that sniped her. And she's, you know, it's, I forgot the chick's name that she's fighting. It's another supervillain with, Black Widow?
No,
she has like a Widow thing on her head. Like a...
Yes, I'll find her name, go for it.
Yeah, so they start scrapping. Pretty good scenes. I like the fighting. Wolverine, X-23, you know, headbutts her, breaks her fucking arm.
Yeah.
They're ready to take her. And she just totally fucking head dives. She goes, you know, she jumps off.
Yep.
The fucking, what is it called? The tower. The
Eiffel Tower, yeah.
Eiffel Tower. And, you know what? I didn't like this part where she jumps after her and she is saved by her boyfriend.
Yeah, you didn't like it? Because that's
the person. He looked cool.
That was the person she was talking to the whole time. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's her, not intel guy, but that's, like, her eyes in the sky. And it's Angel. It's Archangel. Well, it's Angel.
It was pretty cool.
Warren Worthington III.
He looked pretty dope. I liked how he looked. The mission isn't over yet. They got to take down this spy plane, or one of those drones.
Yeah, a drone. Yeah.
So he flings her up in there. She does her thing, destroys the fucking ship. She eats it pretty bad, but who gives a shit? Because she has healing factor, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why Angel's fucking like looking like she's gonna die or something.
It's his girlfriend, right? I mean,
well, she has healing factor.
That's true. That's true.
What the fuck? Okay.
My bad. Very true, dude. If I see my girlfriend jumping on, I hope you have a healing factor. Oh, fuck.
Oh, we're fucked. they find the chick that head dive first, and they take off the mask, and it's actually another clone, right?
A clone, right? It looks like her. And she has been telling her, like, during the fight scene, like, I'm tired of them doing this to us. I'm tired of them experimenting on this. They won't stop experimenting on us. So kind of weird.
But
not all that bad either.
It was. I liked it. I was good.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Dude. I think we're short on time, but Batman number 46 was bad, dude. Mr. Bloom on the terror, one step ahead. Gordon still can't stop anyone. When one of the Robins breaks into the ice casino where fucking Penguin's at, he gets great intel, but finds out a secret that we don't know what it is, and it finds out that he was set up, like the Penguin does, dude.
Right, he's a really good setup guy.
So, just very, it was bad, dude.
Is Snyder losing it?
He's set up, you know, and then even fucking Jim Gordon's set up, like, it's stupid, like, okay, you're gonna get fired because you suck at this fucking job. It's
which
about time.
We fucking knew from the beginning.
And then they show him, like, you have an Iron Man bat armor, army, and it's like, this is just bad now. Like,
I mean, should Snyder get off the book?
No.
Are you sure? Because fucking, the last
people are liking Bloom.
The last fucking 4 or 5 months
have you loved fucking issue number?
I did like
42.
I did, but then it just I thought they would get over this fucking learning curve, and Snyder is not. He's gonna run this for another eight months.
That was bad. Another bad one, honestly, dude. Was I didn't like Illuminati number one.
I thought it was lame.
Yeah, so it was just a bunch of C-level villains.
And
thinking they're the shit. And
the setup at the very end was lame.
Everything was bad. It wasn't written proper. I don't know.
It's Joshua Williamson.
I know. And every other fucking comic podcast is going to suck cock, dude. But we love Josh Williamson. I'm not going to suck his cock.
No, sucking his dick.
So, but, again, like, it was not... The characters, I didn't care for. I don't care for Absorbing Man, really. And his wife, Titania, who was trying to stay straight, I guess. And for her to go to the dark side with their version of Hood. Red Hood?
Black yeah, Hood, they're... I mean, they're not even C. They're, like, D's and okay, E yeah, characters,
it, and
bro.
And I'm curious on where it's going to go, but I don't know if it's...
I don't think Josh writes these... He writes really good... Darker books, yeah. And this one is
not bad,
not good.
Yeah, sorry. Next one's gonna be the last one. It's gonna be I liked a lot. I'll hit two real quick, dude. This one was I really liked Adam. I don't know why. Was you said you hated it? was the Ultimates number one.
You know what? I got bored. Got bored of it.
Now, this one, I did like the art, though, dude. It was not bad, dude. It's Al Ewing. It's Kenneth Rocafort. It's pretty much Adam Brasher, Blue Marvel, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, Spectrum, and Ms. America. It's a crew set up to save and solve the problems on a cosmic level. So these are, like, just top dogs, and Ms. America, we're learning more about her. She was on A-Force. She's not a bad character, but now it's, like, a... I think I liked it more because it's like we're realizing like it's a team of characters that are, again, working on things to solve things on a cosmic level. And it looks at first like I know who they're talking about. It's like we need to stop this from happening. And I'm like, oh, you guys are going to fucking go up to his doorstep and you guys are going to fight fucking Galactus. But at the end, it looks like they want to recruit Galactus.
Really? Like Galactus is going to be recruited?
It's if it's the Ultimate Galactus or if it's our Galactus.
I don't know.
So I'm curious. Better than fucking Illuminati number one.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Then not Book of the Week, dude, but we have hit it consistently. You want to hit Secret Wars number 7?
That was good. I did like it. Everything is coming down on fucking dude.
He's fucked, dude. He's fucked.
He has all sides
up coming against at him. Yeah. Wow. You want to start it up? It's pretty much, okay, last issue, number 6, we saw a guy leading an army from all the battle worlds, and he's, like, wearing this skull fucking mask.
And it's fucking Maximus.
And it's fucking Black Bolt's brother, yes. And he literally got an army together, but in all the different regions of battle worlds, each character is really gaining, like, this is not a god. Like, this is not our god.
Yeah, they're realizing what's going on. And they're I mean, you got, like, shitload of Sinister, his army.
Yeah.
You got Maximus and his army. And everyone's fucking... It's like a fucking Royal Rumble.
It really is. Now, it's cool because Carol Danvers, this Captain Marvel, she's like, okay, do it now, fucking Mr. Sinister. And all his clones are, like, start attacking...
The Baron of one of I forgot.
Yeah,
the
name. He's one of the Barons.
Well, no, they take down the other Baron.
Yes, dude.
The chick, and they fuck her up.
Take out Madeline Pryor. It's Apocalypse with his right hand man, which is a Holocaust.
Oh, and he look cool, dude.
Yeah, and he fucking like chops off fucking Sinister's head, and he's just the cool fucking fight scenes, and even that like a prior issue with Thor. The Thors was the female Thor that we know now is our Thor from 616. She convinces the Thor army, the Thor force, or the Thor cops, like, hey, dude, your god's fucking full of shit. Like, you guys know what's right here. You guys know what's wrong. But we need to fucking stop.
And it's fucked up because that's like Doom's ace.
Yeah.
And it's either, oh, send the Thors. Well, about that.
And they keep showing... Dr. Doom's face, and he's always like, fuck, they show like a always close up glimpse of his eye like, fuck, well there goes that plan.
Yeah.
And Susan Richards keeps telling him, don't worry babe, we got this under control, you'll take care of it just like last
clock,
time.
Clock, clock.
And he's like, that's appreciated, but yeah, this is a little bit different. And Valeria's the only one fucking wigging out, like, no, this seems fucking really odd, dad, like these motherfuckers are out on a fucking mission.
I like how he calls her dad. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't like Reed Richards. I was like, oh, hey, father. Yeah. It's just weird, a feeling, right? Like the way she says Doom. Like it should be, you should have fucked her and had babies instead of Reed Richards. That's how I like that. I like how she calls him dad.
Okay.
We got the Thors. They jump in the fight.
Start Holocaust. Taking out like Doom's army is fucked now. Like, and if they're not fucked enough, dude, like a lot of shit happens, dude.
Oh, yeah, and then you know, what's the fight without fucking Thousand Hulks, right?
Yes. So now Maestro is also one of the Barons, and he gained an army of fucking Hulks.
A lot of Hulks.
And, again, Maestro's he's just a character, though. He's a beast of a character, too, because he wants to kill fucking everyone. So he's the hulked-out version of an evil hulked-out version that we know, for the most part. And he realizes, like, no, I want more power. So he gains an army of Hulks. And on a Hulk carrier, and he's like, all right, Hulks, do your shit. Smash, 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 smash.
Smash everything.
Yeah.
Then we have Panther.
Yes. Now, this one was a cool twist. I'm like, fuck. Okay, Doom's fucked. We knew this already. Now, we have two characters, Black Panther and Namor. Now, prior issue as well, they were both given a gift, and I forgot one of them. Now, Namor's was like, okay, with this item, you can teleport yourself out at this time, and you can bounce out anytime. Anyone who's with you, you can get them out.
And then Panther got the fucking, the best gift in the entire fucking universe.
He got the Infinity Gauntlet.
Gauntlet.
So now, it's kind of cool, because even that short fucking panel was nice, because it's like, Black Panther's trying to get an army together to go after Doom.
Yes.
And he blows up one of the Battle World walls.
With like three little balls, though. Yeah. Well, because maybe because it's the Infinite Gauntlet.
That's true.
They're so powerful, but I'm like, really?
And on top of that, the thing was part of the wall. So you would think the wall is not as strong at certain spots anymore.
Yeah.
So that's another factor. And even though he's not in this one at all. So he breaks down the wall and he's like, all right. Fuckers, I need your fucking help. You guys want to die for a good cause? Now's the time to do it. But the people he's talking to is the Marvel zombies. And they're like, glory and honor, I don't know about all this. We just want to eat fucking soft flesh.
Spear to the fucking face, bro.
From Namor. He's like, hey, listen to your fucking king.
Now he's, Panther doesn't have any kind of power over the dead, because he is king of the dead. Does he have power over the dead?
I don't know about the zombies. That's why it's kind of cool that
he got that group of that type of army.
Yes, and on top of that, it's cool that he has the Infinity Gauntlet in case shit goes wrong.
I think that's game over, bro. Like,
that's again, it has to be game over. Issue number 8 is going to be the last one, or is it 9?
I think it's 9. Remember they extended it.
Okay, so
then 8 and then 9 probably just cover up.
Yes. Like, now whatever happens is our Marvel universe. Now we know Miles Morales makes it out. We know. A few Ultimates make it out?
We know the Fantastic Four, half of them don't make it.
Mmm.
So we know Reed is out.
They make references to that too, dude, yeah. In the newer number ones that are dropping.
I like how everyone's still cool with Doctor Doom, though, with a new face.
Well, and we
like,
don't know if see, everyone's yeah, cool with him
that's
yet.
That's true, that's true.
Like, so we don't know how they survive or what's... We know the outcome. We just don't know, okay, how the fuck did we get here,
though.
And it's been a good fucking run, dude. Jonathan Hickman, Asad Ribic, I love his art still, dude. The way he draws everything. It's just nice, dude.
It was good.
Cool, I fucking liked it a lot. I'm glad we fucking went into that one, dude.
We always love Secret Wars now, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
so
it's good.
Dude.
So if it's nine issues, hopefully it's 9 issues. If it's 8, I'll be cool, but it's got to get wrapped up nicely by Jonathan Hickman. We love Hickman. This is his last title for fucking Marvel, though.
For a while.
Yeah, for like ages.
He said he's going on a long vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Comic-Con.
He said, hey, you, kid, right there, with the Jonathan Hickman shirt, rip that up right now. And it was you.
I love you. Get the fuck out. Security, get the fucking fat guy out of here.
So, very cool. Good books we fucking went over.
Yeah.
I think Marvel won this week.
That's all I read was Marvel. There's so many Marvels. This week's some more.
The Goddamned was Interesting by Jason Aaron.
Oh, you did read that.
I read it. It's an Image title. It's, I don't know what to think about it, dude. I love Jason Aaron.
I'll read it and I'll... We could chime in maybe
yeah,
next
but
week,
it's pretty much you're gonna know who the character is right off the bat, and it's pretty much think of the Bible, think of Cain and Abel, and he makes a few scripture references and Cain and Abel and Noah, and the only person they haven't mentioned yet, which a lot of people don't know,
Jesus,
not yet.
Okay.
But Cain and Abel had a fucking third sibling a lot of people don't know about.
That's in the Bible.
His name is Seth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fucking know that.
So, if everything's going where I think it's going, I don't know if it was the art that took me out of it. It was not the hack and slash that took me out of it. Jason Aaron writing didn't take me out of it. It's probably because it's like...
Is the art, like, part of, like, good for this kind of story?
Mm.
Or would you like to see... Like a Marvel artist in this fucking. Is it,
no, it's got
to
be gritty. It's got to be gritty, dude.
Right, okay.
Also, the guy who does Magneto.
Would have been nice.
Yeah, it could have been good, dude. But, not bad.
It's kind of weird because Jason Aaron is a big name. He could have got pretty much any fucking
it's
guy.
It's an Image title, too, dude. But he couldn't cuss on it. And, yeah, anyways, dude, it was okay. A lot of people loved it. I didn't love it.
Okay.
I barely liked it, if that. That's why I want your opinion.
I'll read it.
So we'll talk shit on that whenever you catch that. On a sidebar. Alright guys, again, final episode is going to be the end of the year. We got what, six more to go?
That's it.
Yeah, 6 more to go, end of the year. We're going to get our list compiled. Shoot us your favorite episode of the year, favorite title of the year, favorite article of the year, Start tweeting us. I'm going to start getting back to you guys. And yeah, fuck it. Big shout out to Comical Podcast. They recorded their 100th episode.
Oh, I think, very this cool, man. 100, buddies.
Yeah, dude. So congratulations to you guys. We love you guys. We still listen to you guys.
Hit us up, Miguel. I'm here for a while, buddy.
I have no time to talk to you guys. But yeah, dude, congrats. And go to nerdbong.com. You guys can find those cats on a lot of our sites as well. And yeah, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. You can find Adam on Instagram and Twitter.
The Beaner?
You guys can find me on Instagram at comic_syndicate. You guys can find me at or the villain on Twitter. Hit up the comicsyndicate.com. Download it, subscribe, or share the podcast.
Sounds good, man.
All right, we'll hit you guys up next week and hit us up throughout the week.
Peace out.